Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning, and welcome to another wonderful Wednesday with your host, Jackie Perry, CEO of J. Perry & Associates Management Consulting Firm, giving you the formula for business success. I am so excited about this wonderful Wednesday. I am still on a high. I am very elated as a result of attending NABWIC's annual conference in Orlando on the other week. So we are going to do some reflections on this wonderful Wednesday as we just highlight some of the treasures and some of the jewels and some of the things that we took away that impacted us in both a personal way and in a business sense as well. But I'm not by myself this morning. I have two special guests with me, and I'm very excited to have them along to talk about, again, our annual conference and all the takeaways that we had as a result of being there. So I want to first introduce to you two NABWIC members. They are very special. I want to introduce Ms. Yolanda Phillips-Lee and Mr. Quentin Washington. I'm going to let them both tell you a little bit about themselves, and then we're going to give you a sneak peek. For those of you who were at the conference, you'll get a chance to maybe relive it a little bit. And for those of you that were not there, you'll learn why we are so excited and why we are so pumped as members of the NABWIC organization. So once again, welcome to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio. Well, let's start with you, Ms. Yolanda. So how are you doing this morning?
Absolutely wonderful. Birds are chirping, sky's blue, all is well.
Well, it sounds like a beautiful, spectacular day. And so Yolanda Phillips-Lee, let our listening audience tell them a little bit more about yourself in terms of, just briefly your background, your company, and what you do and what you have done in terms of a leadership role for the NABWIC organization.
Well, thank you, Jackie. I am president and CEO of my own construction, project management, and inspections firm in Houston, Texas. And in NABWIC, I was co-chair of the 2017 annual meeting. I am also co-chair of the, I don't know exactly what to call it, but we have sort of like a hybrid student chapter under NABWIC, where they are actually truly members of NABWIC, the students are, and they have goals that they go for there to plan to work with on their own through their school. And they've been coming in to assist with getting more members for NABWIC.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's really, really exciting. And what's really exciting, and we're going to be talking about the fact that NABWIC, of course, has many chapters throughout the state. This is the only chapter that is made up of all students. Is that correct?
Presently, yes, they are. And their goal is to go out and gain more students for the organization, as well as contact some of the graduates, the younger ones who have actually matriculated, and bring them into NABWIC as well. So they like to be called ambassadors for NABWIC.
Ambassadors.
That's what they like
All
to be
right.
called.
Well, we love having ambassadors for NABWIC. They were there at our annual conference in full force, and they were very, very impressive. And because one of NABWIC's goals or mission is to introduce what you would call non-traditional roles, especially to girls, but to all young people, we were just very elated to have their presence there at the annual conference, and I think they took away a lot. So thank you, Yolanda, for introducing yourself and what you do. And our next guest is Mr. Quentin Washington, and we're going to ask Quentin just to pause a little bit and just briefly tell us a little bit about who he is and what he does, both in business and for the NABWIC organization.
Okay. Again, this is Quentin Washington. I'm the president and CEO of Quintessential Construction Managers and Consultants. We basically provide owner's representative services in the construction field. With regard to NABWIC, an organization that I've just joined and really passionate about, you know, especially after the annual meeting, but I serve as the National Sponsorship Committee Chair. And just recently, at the annual meeting, I was selected as a new member of the Board of Directors, which was a surprise, and I'm very excited about that and looking forward to working with the organization.
Well, congratulations, Quentin. That is a position I know you're going to be an asset to the board, and certainly it couldn't have gone to a more fitting individual. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Again, I just enjoyed seeing you both at the conference. We had such a wonderful time, and I'd like to spend the next few minutes really just giving our listening audience a good, if we could, I know we probably can't do it justice, but if we could just give them a little bit of insight into what we experienced the 3 days that we were there in Orlando. Now, just to back up a little bit, the annual conference, actually, let me change that, because it really was not a conference. It was more of a meeting. We call it our annual meeting. Our annual meeting was actually held in Orlando, January 18th through the 20th. We kicked off with our Wednesday reception there at the beautiful Wyndham Orlando Resorts. So it was not only an opportunity to come for a business gathering, but if you were vacation-minded, then it was a wonderful scene as well. Thursday, we actually had our strategic planning and reporting meeting where we all got to hear what NABWIC members and what the leadership was doing all across the country, and we could build and synergize with what was happening as we learned about the goals and strategies for each organization. Then that Friday, we had our national board meeting, and that was open to all of our members who could come and just listen to the official business of the organization. And we also had a little bit of strategic planning and training that we did in the afternoon. And then as we left to go home on that Friday, we ended it with a little bit of what we call Think and Grow Rich. Now, I've been to conferences in years past. I've been to many conferences for many other organizations. So I know what goes on behind the scenes. I know the blood, sweat, and tears that it takes to pull off a successful conference. And I must say that this conference, in my view,
was one of the more organized and one of the best conferences that we've had in a while. So I want to thank you and your team for the wonderful job that you did in executing and bringing everything to pass. But tell me, is this something that you do on a regular basis, and was organizing this year's conference an area of growth for you? Tell me about your experience and what you thought about it.
Well, this was my first go around with this annual meeting. Actually, I've only been a NABWIC member since April, so I didn't even get to attend one last year for 2016. But I had three great people were by my side. It was Carrie Ann Williams was the chair, Jada Williams, and myself. And we worked hard, but the thing was that none of this could have happened without everybody else pulling in and taking over as we got closer. Basically, we just put the plan in motion, and everybody picked it up, and they ran with it. Quentin is also very instrumental in everything as well, being part of the sponsorship committee. Well, being the sponsorship chair. I'm not sure if anybody understands, but, you know, we can plan and plan and plan, but we really need those sponsors to come through and help us make sure that everything runs even better. We wouldn't have been able to do the things that we wanted to do. The students from Prairie View would not have been able to attend. It was just wonderful the way everybody came through and helped us out. And I was sorry that my co-chairs could not be with us there, Jada and Carrie, but they called and made sure that everything was okay, so they were there in spirit, even though they couldn't attend.
Well, you could certainly see the impact, though, of all of their hard work, all of their planning, and all the things that they had done up to the conference period. And I want to say again, it was a very impressive job. So even beginning with the reception. Now, I missed the reception. I was attempting to get there, had some things hold me up, and I did make it. But my, when I got there the next morning, that's all I heard people talking about, that reception. So it must have been a really good reception. I understand there were more than 60 people in attendance, and that we had some great dignitaries and guests that were there. Tell me about your perspective of the reception, and what do you think that meant for the NABWIC organization?
Well, I can tell you, with the reception being held on a Wednesday before we all came into the meeting, it was a great idea. It brought more people into the organization so they could see what was going on. We gave people time to mingle and mix together, and it was amazing. Valerie Monday took the reins, and she ran with it and did a very good job. I spoke with her Tuesday, and she was still excited, and she said she's still getting comments from everyone that, you know, people she even sees on the street about how well it was and how much they enjoyed it. And I can tell you the students' perspective, I was so proud of them. They worked the room. They talked to the SCANSAs and MCMs and everyone. And they formed an alliance with the girls from Polytechnic in Florida and the other students that were there as well. And they promised to keep in contact with each other and try to help each other through their little bumps that they're going through and their programs as well.
Well, that's great, and that's what networking is all about, everybody getting to know people perhaps that they didn't know before, making those connections for the business, making relationships and connecting for the purpose of building more business and commerce. I think that's exactly what it's intended to do. And for NABWIC, I think we had some goals for that particular reception, too, in terms of introducing new people to NABWIC and perhaps getting them to become members. How did we do in that area, Londa?
Well, I know that we had at least 5 people to become members after that reception. And many more are thinking really hard about it because they were trying to figure out how they could, you know, work into it with them not being actual entrepreneurs, but, you know, they work in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what NABWIC does as well. You know, everybody has something to offer. Bringing
exactly.
everybody together just proves that.
No, that's great. And one of the things, too, you mentioned earlier, you know, people working the rooms and getting the chance to meet the Scanzas and the MCMs and the other businesses that were there. But I also understand that we had some city officials that were there, too, and perhaps some other guests. And, Quentin, if I might turn to you for a moment, but tell us about some of our other guests who were there and what types of information or what type of greetings did they bring for the group.
Okay. It was an excellent kickoff for our annual meeting. It was very well attended by a few of our, you know, sponsors that we had for the event. And the highlight, I think, of the evening, you know, I'm not certain if this was the first time we had students that attended our annual meeting, but it was a welcome surprise to see them there. I had heard prior to the reception that the students from Prairie View University were coming out to the event, but I was surprised to find out that a local university, Florida Polytechnic, they were also in attendance as well. So it was a great evening. We also had individuals from the city of Orlando's mayor's office, and that was exciting. Cause I figured being in their backyard, it was wonderful that we had some of the local officials there. We had two individuals from the mayor's office, one of them being Reginald Reggie McGill, and he is basically the constituent services director for the office of the mayor. He actually brought the greeting. And we also had in attendance Mr. Kevin Walsh, and he's basically the MDE official in the office of the chief administrator. He's actually pretty active there in the Orlando area. With regard to helping out minority-owned businesses. And after a brief conversation with him, he pledged to try to assist us in the Orlando area, because I understand that we're trying to establish a chapter there as well.
Wow. Well, it sounds like, again, a great, great event. And NABWIC, I know in the past, has had the privilege of having top officials attend their meetings, but again, just to come to the city of Orlando for our annual meeting and to be greeted by the mayoral office, I think says a lot. And so we certainly did appreciate that.
Yeah, there was also another individual that was there that I didn't realize he was going to be in attendance, and that was George Morning. He's basically the director of a small business development with the Orlando International Airport. He also expressed interest in NABWIC as well, and we're scheduled to have some follow-up discussions with him because he indicated that I guess there's a significant amount of work at the Orlando International Airport that his goal is to bring in minority firms to participate in some of that work.
Well, that's great to hear. So sounds like a lot of meaningful connections for the NABWIC men and women and guests that were there, opportunities for partnerships, opportunities for commerce, opportunity for contracts.
I know that we have a lot more to cover on the conference, so I'm going to move right along. After the reception, hey, there was more. Again, we came together. We shared our goals throughout the organization, and we have chapters from all over the country. We have chapters and areas. We had one of our organizations who had just received their charter to become a NABWIC chapter, and so we want to congratulate our Northwest Florida chapter located in Tampa, and that group was very, very excited, and I think we probably provoked some of the others in a good way to a little bit of jealousy and moving towards their own goal of becoming a chapter. But we were represented there by our folks from Miami, Northeast Florida, from the Atlanta area, the Detroit area, and the NCR region. And we even had a guest come as far as New York to be with us on that particular day. But Yolanda, let me ask you again, your reflections on the day as we talked about our goals, as we engaged in training, what do you think people took away from that? Or what did you take away personally in terms of being there on that Thursday, which was a full day for us?
Pretty early, but we started. I was impressed by us starting on time. Everywhere was in their seats and ready to go. There were a lot more people than I thought that were going to attend, which was very surprising because, you know, we try to plan based on what we want to see, but not knowing, you know, how well the registration is going, how many people are actually coming. But we know that there were over 60 people there, and probably more than 100 people during that whole three-day session that we had going. And it was very enlightening to see people, you know, the chapters come together and read what they had accomplished through the year and what they were expecting to do for the next year. And it gave, I came out with more ideas about what we could do in Houston with the students and other people that we are trying to build our chapter. And it's very helpful to hear how well everybody else was doing and what they were planning to do, and knowing that you didn't have to reinvent anything, that you could just piggyback off of what someone else was doing, which saves a lot of time and energy.
Well, it certainly does. And I know one of the things that people seem to jot down on their pages in terms of note-taking was when one of the presidents, I think it was Mercedes Young, I believe is her last name, got up and talked about the fact that in Northwest Florida, one of the things that they focus on is ensuring that all of their members get certified either on a local, state, or federal level. And so a lot of their efforts are devoted each week, each month, to that activity. And so they had pretty much, it was either like 98%, but it was a high percentage of all their members were now certified in some area of being able to do business with the government on one of those levels. And so that was one of the things that was impressive. But there were other impressive things that you heard coming from the other areas and chapters that, again, all of us can borrow and say, hey, I may be doing okay, but, you know, if I implemented this, I could be doing even better. Our chapter could be doing even better. We could reach more people. We could change the lives of more women, you know, when it comes to what we do in our industry. And so it was really very, very exciting. Now, I would not want to miss out on the fact that you mentioned, Yolanda, earlier that there was a great team working to make this conference successful. There was also a great team that funded and made this conference possible, too, because of their financial support. You mentioned the interns or the students that came. We had some interns. We had some students. What areas were they from, Yolanda?
Well, the students that came from Houston area were from Prairie View A&M University, which is a historically black university here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks, and we did have some help to assist with getting them there. And one of them was New Market. The other was EJES Incorporated, Gamal Rashid, and Lucy Lareria. And they were very responsive when I went to them for donations, and especially once they found out it was to help the students to attend and cover some of their expenses while we were there at the conference, at the meeting.
Well, we certainly do want to thank those organizations for their generosity in ensuring that we could have those students attend very notable universities. We even had some students coming from the Washington area as well, and they were sponsored to come to be a part of the conference. And so we, again, could not have done that without our sponsors. And Quentin, tell us a little bit more about other sponsors who joined in the NABWIC effort.
Well, our sponsors, they really allowed us to hit our mark with regard to sponsorship. We basically had a total of, I believe it was about 20 sponsors in total. Our top-level sponsors, which were the silver level, was basically Hansel Felt and PCL Construction. They also had individuals that were there at the reception, which, you know, we had an opportunity to interact with. We had a videographer sponsor as well, and that was the, I believe I'm pronouncing it right, the Pelote Corporation. They had representatives there as well. We had three bronze sponsors, one of them being MCM, the other is EJEC Incorporated, and then last but not least was New Markets LLC. We had several Friends of NABWIC sponsors, and they are basically ACY Contractors LLC, R.L. Burns Incorporated, Southeast Painting LLC, Turner Construction Company, Weathers Engineering Services, and last but not least, my firm, Quintessential Construction Managers and Consultants. We also had several of our chapters that Friends of NABWIC sponsored as well. Our Northwest Florida chapter, our Northeast Florida chapter, and the NCR chapter. In addition to that, we had some other individual sponsors who are also, most of which are members of our organization. And I also forgot to mention the Corradino group. They were one of the sponsors as well in the Friends of NABWIC level. But in addition to them, we had Ms. Carol Reese, Ms. Valerie Mundy. We had Kamal Rashid and Lucia Laura. They were also sponsors at the Friends of NABWIC level as well. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I mean, we did pretty good from the standpoint of sponsorship, I think. It allowed us to be able to accomplish all the things that we had planned to accomplish.
Well, and I think we did accomplish a lot, and I just want to say hats off to you and your team who were responsible for helping make those relationships happen and getting all those sponsors on board, because it really did make a difference in the lives of those students who we all looked upon and admired. Again, just enabling us to bring people together from all across the country and have us learn from each other, have us just be able to synergize with one another and be energized by one another, as well as, again, building those relationships and making those contacts in order to turn them into contracts. And so we really do appreciate you and the team for executing on that vision of having the sponsors support us. So thank you very much.
Yes, and on behalf of the team, I say you're welcome, and we're just thankful for having the opportunity. I mean, I couldn't have done it without all the individuals that participated and helped out with regard to obtaining the sponsor.
Well, great. Well, we talked, too, about our expectation and our excitement about next year when we come to the city of Tampa, but as we end the interview, we were also wondering, Quentin, if you could take a moment and share overall in the conference what kinds of things stood out for you during the 3 days, and then I'm going to have you come back along with Yolanda and just talk about just some parting words or parting thoughts for our listening audience on today. But what really stood out for you overall during the 3 days we were together?
Some of the things that stood out to me was actually the opportunity to learn a little bit more about what NABWIC was all about and where we were headed. It also gave me an opportunity to, I guess, interact with some of the current members, some of the new members that joined during the annual meeting, as well as some of the areas like Detroit and Atlanta and a few other places are in the process of trying to create chapters themselves. I mean, those people, they looked like they were really inspired by what happened, definitely making plans to attend the next one.
Well, great. I think we all had a great time, close to an end. We need more time, as always. But before we leave, just want to have our special guests, Yolanda and Quentin, just leave us with some last thoughts that they might have, whether it has to do with the conference, whether it has to do with young people who are learning, growing, and aspiring to be the best that they can be, or whether it just has to do with business in general. And we'll start with ladies first. How about you, Yolanda?
Okay. I would like to say that this was very informative. The meeting was helpful in all ways. The students that came with me were excited about going. First, they were a little skeptic because they couldn't understand why we would want to help them, why we want to sponsor them, and how could things be free for them. And but they came, they were excited, they had their headshots taken. Now they have professional headshots for them to put on their resumes or wherever they do, because a lot of them are involved in student government activities as well. And they were just very pleased to be there, and it was nice to be able to give them an opportunity, because it's not only teaching them how to be an entrepreneur and showing them that they can be one, but it's also showing them how to carry themselves in the business world and move forward and what to look forward to. And I think the more we do this with students, the more successful they'll become in the workforce as well.
Quentin, what about last thoughts from you?
Well, one of the things that I see, there's great potential in this organization. I mean, from the standpoint of what we're all about and what we can accomplish. I see us over the next year, I mean, really growing significantly with in leaps and bounds. I mean, just based on us all getting out and trying to connect with various different other organizations that have similar things that, you know, that they're focused on, as well as opportunities to connect with local government officials in some of the areas where we either have chapters or we plan to establish chapters. Because the way I look at it, the main thing that we need to all get out of this at the end of the day is opportunities to network with individuals and other organizations that will lead to increase in the bottom lines in our companies, from the standpoint of us being able to definitely think and grow rich.
And we are excited. We're already planning for next year's conference, which is going to be in Tampa, and we'll be making those announcements soon throughout the year and giving you a save the date. So you want to make your plans to attend, to become a part of the best organization on planet Earth. That's the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We'll be back here again on Wednesday, the same time, 8:30. Tune in. And lastly, I can't say enough, we want to thank all of our sponsors, and we want to wish everyone a fabulous, wonderful Wednesday.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.